It's Thursday the 2nd of July 2015. I'm still in Parramatta, New South Wales in Australia. Today's my last full day on the campus. I've got a workshop in the morning, a bit of free time, and then a meeting with the Dean, Rhonda Griffiths, in the afternoon. And tomorrow I'll just go in briefly in the morning before I go down to Sydney for lunch and to head up to Brisbane. I hardly slept last night at all. I went to bed about 10 o'clock, woke up at midnight, listened to dozens of podcasts, fell asleep again, and then 6:30 came round pretty quickly. Last night it was very clear. The moon was very clear with what we would call rings round it back home, which usually indicates it's going to be a cold day. So when I went out for my run at about 6:40 this morning, it was freezing. It was below zero. The puddles were frozen. I've seen this before in Sydney. I think people don't often associate this with Australia, especially this part of Australia, but it was very cold indeed, but very nice. It's just beautiful as the sun comes up and the sky goes red and then blue and then clears up and it warms up for the middle of the day. It's really cold for very long here. I didn't chance food poisoning last night, so I went up to the local Ridges Hotel, where I'm a member, and had dinner in their main dining room, and because I'm a member I get 20% off, which is just as well. It would have cost me a great deal of money, but it was very nice, and I think I'll go up there and have a meal in the other smaller restaurant tonight. I don't know why they didn't put me up in Ridges, because they do when I go to the other campus, and I am a member and they know that. I think if I come to this campus next year for a whole week, I'll ask if I can go to Ridges, and if it's too expensive I'll probably pay the difference. It looks like a beautiful hotel. It's a very big one, built in a sort of mock Art Deco style. I can recommend Ridges for people coming to Australia. They're a chain, they're all over the place, they're pretty good. They're 3 to 4 star, they're not 5 star hotels. The one up here looks a bit more upmarket than the one I stay in Campbellton, but they're both very nice. Fantastic staff and a really excellent restaurants always. I had the good news from my publisher, Rosie Hutchinson, at Wiley yesterday, that the editorship we've been advertising, specifically for the Asia-Pacific region, has been accepted by Robin Gallagher, who works at the University of Sydney. So I just happened to be here. I was going to try and meet her anyway, having interviewed her, but we're going to meet tomorrow for lunch, and that'll be good to just to see her. I've never met her before, and just to find out what she plans for the editorship and to catch her up on anything that she wants to know about. So that's good news. We're also in the process of appointing a social media editor to look after our social media specifically, and we haven't made a decision yet and it hasn't been announced, so hopefully that will be decided quite soon.
Thank you very much. Yes. Reintroduce me just in case you've forgotten who I was.
That's right.
Yeah. Now I've gone and left my timetable in my room at the hotel. But I know we're just going to have a fairly quick session this morning on ethics, as far as I remember, and then time to write and then catch up later. But I mean, Michelle might want to change things around. I don't know. Does that sound about right? I'm in your hands. Is there anything from the other day? You worked with us the other day. You're new. Were you here yet?
Yeah. I'm new here.
You're new here, that's right. Okay. So, anyway, we had another day, we had a long day on Monday. I just wondered then, anything from Monday that anybody wanted to bring up?
That was just a quick snippet from my workshop this morning, just to prove that I do actually meet people here and do some work. That was the beginning of a session of about an hour and 15 minutes on publication ethics, which was good from the point of view that I got lots of questions. I think a little bit like some of the questions I got in the afternoon at the session where we sort of mopped up and picked up on any issues that people had on their minds. It's easy to assume that people do know these things when often they don't. So the discussion was very good, looking at plagiarism, duplication and fabrication, falsification, authorship issues, these kinds of things. So after that session, people were allowed to go off and do some writing, and somebody did come and show me a manuscript, and I caught up with my own work. I'm in the middle of writing up a paper with colleagues and Taiwan, Hong Kong and the UK just now, so I made some progress with that and sent it back to one of the co-authors, and then made a start to something I've been putting off a little bit, but badly in need of attention, which are the author guidelines for the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Every year or so we delude ourselves as a team, the management team of the journal, into thinking, well, that's it when we update the guidelines, but of course they always need updating as new things come in. And what's new now is the Equator set of guidelines, which include things like PRISMA and CONSORT and other guidelines about how to publish different kinds of studies, and we need to tidy this up. So what I've done is read all of the guidance up to that point so far and found a few things that needed changing there. It doesn't matter how often you look at these things and how many people look at them, you find inconsistencies and mistakes and typographical errors, and a few things where there were supposed to be hyperlinks to other material like my podcasts and other websites where the hyperlinks didn't appear to be there. So I made a start to that, and then next week I'll get on to doing the real work of sorting out the guidelines for the different kinds of papers. And of course I'll need to send this around the whole team to make sure that we get it right and that it's useful for authors. I think authors are much more used to reading guidelines and using these sort of standard international guidelines for papers these days. When I started out publishing 25 years ago, you could find the guidance for the journal on the back page in large letters, and it usually involved writing a manuscript of so many thousand words, double-spaced with wide margins, putting three copies in an envelope and sending it off to the journal with a stamped addressed envelope. These days the guidelines are all online, and I think we've got nearly 30 pages of guidance now, single-spaced, size 11 Arial font. It's quite remarkable. I remember when it was 10 pages, and it's more now, and that doesn't include all of the links to the other material that people need to refer to, so it's a major job. So again, I made a start to that, and then just before I came home, Rhonda Griffiths, who's the Dean, was in the building, and I had a short meeting with her at 4 o'clock. It's always good to see Rhonda. She's been extremely good to me over the years here. She wasn't in this position when I first came, and in fact she wasn't even head of nursing when I first came. She had some sort of joint clinical post out at Liverpool at the Centre for Applied Nursing Research. Then she came in as head of nursing, and then she became dean. And in fact she gave me part-time employment for a few years, which was very lucrative for me, and I gave it up eventually because it was a little bit too demanding. But I have to say I miss being an employee, a part-time employee of University of Western Sydney. Who knows, I may pick that up again sometime in the future. But I'm back to being an adjunct professor, which is a bit like an honorary or a visiting professor. I'm not entirely sure how these things are quite distinguished. And I'm a conjoint professor at the University of Newcastle in New South Wales, which isn't far away from here either. Again, I'm not very sure what the distinctions are. The contracts look very similar. One thing is that these things involve no payment and economy flights, but they usually look after you very well in terms of accommodation when you're here. So I made my last visit to the local gym. It's a bit of a defiance of what we call the Trades Description Act to say there's access to a local gym in the webpage for the hotel. There's certainly access, but as I think I've pointed out, it's a mile away, but it's a very good gym, bigger than most hotel gyms would be. And I found out what the birds are that make the terrific racket as the sun's going down, the lorikeets, of course, and the reason I couldn't tell was it was dark the other night, and you don't see these around very much, but there are lots of them, and they're beautifully coloured birds, but I caught a glimpse of them tonight. They're like parrot-type birds with multicoloured, and they flock into the trees and fight for space at night, and as soon as it goes dark, everything goes quiet. So I'm going to go back up to the Ridges Hotel, about a mile away from here, and have my dinner, and because there's free Wi-Fi there, I can catch up on all my social networking and emails.
I'll just go and check, you know, and away she went, shuffled into the back of the shop, you know, came out about 10 minutes later, and she says, no, I've named Vuvuzela, she says, I've only got Magnums or Soleros. But they were legend, the old Vuvuzelas, you could get them everywhere.
I don't know how much of that you understood, but that's one of my all-time favourite podcasts from the radio programme Off the Ball with Tam Cower and Stuart Cosgrove. It's a Scottish, ostensibly football programme, but they go much wider than that. In fact, they really, really talk about football. I think it's one of the funniest programmes around, but you really do have to be Scottish both to understand it and to get the humour. And Stuart Cosgrove, who is controller of programmes at Channel 4, is a graduate of the University of Hull, where I presently work.